Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Now, salt is a preservative. And if you use in your speech with others a language that is gentle and softer, it will preserve your relationship. Absolutely will. Just this morning, I heard a reporter asking President Trump a question, very condescending, very opinionated. You could see the prejudice in her voice. And he really, he spent probably 5 to 6 minutes telling her she shouldn't be a reporter. And the questions that she asks are stupid. You know, you've heard him say things like that before. He's the president. He's got so much on his plate, and he doesn't need these stupid, well, I'm saying it too, stupid questions to him. And so he and the prince of Saudi Arabia were there today, both of them very relaxed, enjoying each other's company. And like he said, nowhere on earth can people ask you any kind of question. And this guest of mine, Prince of Saudi Arabia, and I are very honest and to the point and clear in our answers. And there isn't another country in this whole world where you can sit down without questions being pre-done, prescribed. So I'm just so grateful. I'm just so grateful for the absolutely wonderful country we live in. I know there are problems, but look at other countries where they're actually slaughtering people. And you will understand why people are wanting to come to the United States of America. So you are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And our memory verse for this week is John 17, verse 17. Oh, and this is from the Living Translation, New Living. If you're kind of young in reading the Bible, the Living Translation is a wonderful Bible to get, or the Message Translation. Now, the Passion isn't out in a full Bible, whereas the Message and the New Living are out. And 1 year I just spent in the New Living, and it was wonderful. So if you have children that you'd like to get a gift for, especially a Bible this Christmas, look at the New Living or the Message. Sometimes the Message gets a little bit like the vernacular of the farmer or somebody else who's very descriptive in their descriptions. So New Living is good. Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. Just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world. And from the Passion Translation, John 17, 17, your word is truth. So make them holy by the truth. I have commissioned them to represent me just as you commissioned me to represent you. And now I dedicate myself to them as a holy sacrifice so that they will live as fully dedicated to God and be made holy by your truth. Oh, your truth, your truth. Sanctify them in the truth. What is the truth? The word. Jesus said that in John 17, 17. Your word is truth. Oh, he went as I was saying yesterday, he went through every conceivable situation and emotion that we go through, friend. He wasn't just a high and almighty kind of a king that sits on a throne and never knows what's going on around him. We've had those, and they just have people around them that are yes people. Well, we know Jesus raised up some disciples that were very opinionated at times, very open, very honest and truthful, and he just poured his word into them for 3.5 years. Wow. Oh, and now he's pouring his word into us. Praise the Lord. In Hebrews 4, verse 15 and 16, the author says, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore draw near with confidence." That's a word, friend, we need to uphold. "Confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Now, as a result, we draw near freely. We draw there freely and boldly to where that beautiful gift of grace is. That's Jesus. To receive mercy and discover the grace we urgently need to strengthen us in our times of weakness. Remember, mercy means the bad that I deserve, Jesus took on himself. And just as some of my weaknesses that the Lord is, he's really teaching, and he's doing it in a gentle way. And I had, my backyard was just piled. I mean, we're talking 6 inches deep with leaves from the maple trees that I have in my backyard. And I knew that it was going to be stormy on Thursday and Friday, probably possibly rain, snow in the mountains up to 16 feet. Yeah, 16 feet, 16 inches. Anyway, when you get up into the mountains near Uray, I mean, it can be 16 feet. I think it was 16 inches. Anyway, we get those inches and feet mixed up every once in a while. And so I was saying, thank you, Lord, that in your perfect timing, you are bringing them to do the leaves. And I've been watching the weather, you know, as some do that know something is coming. And Lord, are you sure you heard my prayers? Lord, are you going to have him come and do the leaves? Lord, and see, so we continually think about that stuff. Well, God is teaching me. And he says, all right, Barbara, you've given it to me. You know that I hear and answer your prayers. So let it go. Lay it down. So yesterday I let it go. Lay it down. Yeah, I know. I'm a teacher. Yeah, but I do. Oh, I have to learn too, folks. And so I laid it down and I said, Lord, your word and your timing are so perfect. And not my will, but yours be done. You know when that rain and snow are coming, and you're going to prepare either the lawn with the leaves on it or without. So I left it with him. And this morning, this is so fun, I was coming back from your bindery after picking up the December newsletter, and there they were. He and his crew, I mean, we're talking about 5 guys there, and his crew just up and down and up and down and collecting the leaves. I mean, the dust was so thick I could not even see the next door neighbors. Oh, but my goodness, when they got through, I mean, it only took them about 45 minutes to an hour. When they got through, it was so beautiful. So I'm learning that we need to be strengthened in our time of weakness. And that's a weakness of mine. I haven't been fully trusting. Oh, I trust you, God. I haven't been fully trusting in my actions and my thought life. So if you're going through that same thing, just remember God is refining us. He loves us so much. He's getting us ready for the great banquet. Praise God. Oh, so the precious peace that we long for often is elusive to us, hard to find. But it's ready to wrap its calm assurance around you as you bring everything captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. And I find that as I was reading Daniel 10 yesterday, I just want to read it again. It's just very short. And it shows the emotions that we go through, the crying and the worrying and the shaking and all these things that happen. And I just want you to know that Daniel, who was a wonderful man of God, I mean, he loved God. God loved him. And the angel tells him here in Daniel 10:10 through 21, As soon as the angel began to speak to me, I fell unconscious with my face to the ground, as in a coma. So here he was. He couldn't speak a word. He couldn't hardly move. And then I felt a powerful hand grip me and help me to my hands and knees. I was trembling with fear. He was trembling. He was shaking. Have you ever shook with fear? Yep, I have. Oh, he said, Daniel, you are greatly loved and a precious treasure to God. Now stand up and understand the words that I am about to say, for God has sent me to you. So I rose to my feet, still shaking like a leaf. And he reassured me by saying, Daniel, don't be afraid, for I have come to bring to you the answer to your prayer. From the first day you sought to understand the revelation and humbled yourself before God, your words were heard in heaven. Remember, your prayer in faith, you're asking God for something. Your prayer is heard in heaven. All right? He hears you. I don't know how he is transported. Maybe Holy Spirit gives it to an angel and an angel goes quickly to God. I don't know how that happens. But you know that God hears your words in heaven. However, for the past 21 days, the principality over the kingdom of Persia stood to oppose and resist me. Then Michael, one of the chief princes of heaven, and he's the guardian over Israel, came to my assistance. I was left there confronting the king of Persia. Now I have come to help you comprehend what will happen to your people in the final days, for the vision pertains to a time still to come. This present darkness by Frank Peretti, it's a book. Now that it's 40 years old. But it's a book I gave to Dana when she went to college. She said, I'm not going to read this. And a week later, she calls me and says, Mom, did he write any more books? It's just that good. And it gives you a little insight as to what is going on in the heavenlies with the angels. Because here, Michael had to come to the aid of Gabriel because that prince of Persia, that demon person that came, he was absolutely strong. And so the two of them had to fight him, but they won. Praise God. And verse 15 says, upon hearing these words, I bowed face down and I was left speechless. Then suddenly one who looked like a man touched my lips. Now, I think there were two. I think the angel is telling him this, but I think this angel, it's the angel of the Lord. I believe it's Jesus as an angel. And in the Old Testament, he's called the angel of the Lord. So we can believe that. Suddenly, one who looked like a man touched my lips, and I was finally able to speak. So I said to the one standing in front of me, Lord, this vision has left me overcome, undone, and overwhelmed. I feel totally weak and helpless. My Lord, how can I, your servant, even talk to you? I have no strength. I can barely catch my breath. Once again, the one who looked like a man gripped me and imparted strength to me. That's our Lord Jesus. He gives you strength when we feel so weak you can't walk another step. He said to me, be strong. Be very, very strong. Do not fear, for you are greatly loved and a precious treasure to God. God's peace is yours. And I believe that was Jesus, because in John 14 he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. As he spoke those words, I felt strength pour into me. That's a spirit of peace. That's what it does in you, friend. When you actually say, Father God, thank you for a spirit of peace. Now I'm ready to listen to you, my Lord, for you have given me strength. And he said, don't you know why I have come to you? And here it is. Gabriel, angels of the Lord, they said these important words to Daniel. I will unveil to you what is written in the book of truth. That's the Bible that you read. The book of truth, especially we're talking about the new covenant. And Romans 8:14-17 says this, the mature children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit. And you did not receive the spirit of religious duty any longer, leading you back into the fear of never being good enough. I'm going to read verse 15 of Romans 8 again. And you did not receive the spirit of religious duty, leading you back into the fear of never being good enough. But you have received the spirit of full acceptance. enfolding you into the family of God. And this is from the Passion Translation. Oh, it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. And you will never feel orphaned, for as he rises up within us, our spirits join him in saying the words of tender affection, beloved Father, or Abba, Abba Father. For the Holy Spirit makes God's fatherhood, real to us as he whispers into our innermost being, you are God's beloved child. Just like Gabriel reassured Daniel that he was loved and accepted by God. And now we have Holy Spirit living in us. And I pray that he's reassuring you right now of his love for you. Verse 17 of Romans 8 says, and since we are his true children, we qualify to share all his treasures, for indeed we are heirs of God himself. And since we are joined to Christ, we also inherit all that he is and all that he has. We will experience being co-glorified with him, provided that we accept his sufferings as our own. Yes, Father God, lead me into that valley of the shadow of death. If I need to go there to learn more about you and to get rid of some of these things that have been hanging on me for years, thank you, Father. Well, fear may try to grasp your heart and have you in a frenzy, but remember that there is no fear and doubt when it comes to God's love and care for you. He said to Paul in 2 Timothy 7, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. And it's always, when we get together, it's always so good to hear you saying that in unison at the same time. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Remember that when you get in an anxious moment of fluctuation in your life. I believe that so many Christians are looking for something sensational and thrilling. Maybe it's the desire to have people recognize them or pay attention. Jesus has told us that the Word of God is the greatest thing that you can uncover and read, the greatest revelation that the world has ever known, the greatest lesson that could ever be shown to mankind. And yet so many take this beautiful book for granted. I just don't understand it. I really don't. When you want to know more about Jesus and you're not opening the book, you're not opening the Word of God. Yes, the angel Gabriel gave Daniel words to help him understand the vision that God has given to him. When you are dedicated to God as Daniel was, God will reveal himself to you in much the same way, with confirmation and knowledge and love language. Praise the Lord. And Jesus expounds in John 14 by saying, and he's talking here about that same book of truth that Gabriel was saying in Daniel 10. I tell you this timeless truth, says Jesus in John 14. The person who follows me in faith, believing in me, will do the same mighty miracles that I do. Even greater miracles than these, because I go to be with my Father. For I will do whatever you ask me to do when you ask me in my name. And that is how the Son will show what the Father is really like and bring glory to him. Ask me anything in my name, and I will do it for you. And he goes on to say in the 15th verse of John 14, loving me empowers you to obey my commands. Okay, so we're saying, wow, I just can't do what the New Testament tells me to do. Some of these people I do not like. In fact, there's one person I hate. I don't ever want to see him again. Well, we've got to learn those scriptures that say we love our enemies. We love those that persecute us. That's what Jesus said. So when Jesus says in John 14, loving me, so loving him, empowers you to obey my commands. Empowers you, friend, to obey his commands. 16 and 17 of John 14 says, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Savior, the Holy Spirit of truth. There's that word truth again, who will be to you a friend just like me. He will never leave you. Holy Spirit is there. I don't care if you feel like you've fallen down or you have backslidden or you've gone back to what you usually were or were before you received Jesus. Holy Spirit is there. He's there in the bar with you. He's there in that motel room with you. He'll never leave you. That's what he promised. And the world won't receive him because they can't see him or know him. But you know him intimately. Oh, I hope that is true, friend. I hope that John 14, verse 17 is so true. You know him intimately because he remains with you and will live inside you. Verse 18, I promise that I will never leave you helpless or abandon you as orphans. I will come back to you. Soon I will leave this world and they will see me no longer, but you will see me because I will live again and you will come alive too. We're not going to be dead when we see Jesus. We're going to be alive. So when that day comes, you will know that I am living in the Father and that you are one with me, for I will be living in you. In you. That's why we say it every day. In you, we live and move and have our being. Yes. That's why we say it. Those who truly love me are those who obey my commands. Whoever passionately loves me will be passionately loved by the Father, and I will passionately love him in return and will reveal myself to him. Oh, one of my favorite songs, Where Could I Go From Your Spirit? This is from Psalm 139. How could I hide from your eyes? Why would I wander away from you, knowing that you are so wise? If I take the wings of the morning or dwell in the depths of the sea, even the darkness hides nothing from you, and with your hand you will lead me. For you did knit me together even before I was born. Do you know you were a human being, not a blob of tissue, a human being the moment you were conceived? That's right. For you did knit me together even before I was born. I will confess you and praise you. You are my wonderful Lord. Here's Kelly Willard.
Go from your spirit. amen. For you did knit me together even before I was born. I will confess you and praise you. You are my wonderful Lord. Well, Jesus goes on in John 14 by saying, the Father did not send me to speak my own revelation, but the words of my Father. I'm telling you this while I am still with you. But when the Father sends the Spirit of holiness, the one like me who sets you free, he will teach you all things in my name, and he will inspire you to remember every word that I've told you. I leave the gift of peace with you, my peace, not the kind of fragile peace given by the world, but my perfect peace. Don't yield to fear or be troubled in your hearts. Let not your hearts be troubled. Instead, be courageous. Be part of that team. Courageous, I've been telling you about. He's going away. Jesus went away, but he said, I promise I will return to you. And for those of you who love me, you will trust me and cling to me. Friend, that's what I want for you as you truly begin to trust him. I mean, trust him for every little decision that's made. You will realize he is ready and able and more than able to meet that need of yours. God bless you and keep you. Kimberly's with us tomorrow. Take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.